Whether, in view of what humanity is capable, such a trait implies, along with a benevolent heart, more than ordinary quickness and accuracy of intellectual perception, may be left to the wise to determine. But whatever misgivings might have obtruded on first seeing the stranger would almost in any seaman's mind have been dissipated by observing that the ship, in navigating into the harbour, was drawing too near the land, a sunken reef making out of her bow. This seemed to prove her a stranger, indeed, not only to the sealer, but the island. Consequently, she could be no wanted freeboater on that ocean. With no small interest, Captain Delano continued to watch her, a proceeding not much facilitated by the vapours partly mantling the hull, through which the far, matin light from her cabin streamed equivocally enough, much like the sun, by this time hemisphered on the rim of the horizon, and apparently in company with the strange ship entering the harbour, which, wimpled by the same low, creeping clouds, showed not unlike a lemur in treegrance, one sinister eye peering across the plaza from the Indian loophole of her dusk saye manta. It might have been but a deception of the vapours, but the longer